Distorted View Daily proudly presents Cheryl Murkowski reading another Craigslist personal ad.
Gay bottom looking for toilet play, man for man 24, man assesses. Hello, I'm a 24-year-old, slightly chubby, and sadly, hairy white male. I'm 5'6", I'm looking for someone who's hopefully heavily overweight, between 250 to 400 pounds, to take a nice, huge crap all over my face. I would love if you took laxatives as well for this, as it would be awesome if it was diarrhea. I would also like to do other things like water sports, hoping to find an overweight slob for this, but if you can just take a huge shit, that's fine too. I cannot host!
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's damn exploding up with hot piss!
Boy, I'm madder than fish grease!
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is great. Tragic.
Oh, get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'll go rub in my tummy.
All right, hey, Freaks Dimension with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. You know, when I started the podcast, I made a conscious decision that I was going to be the sole host of the show. You know, in previous incarnations, I would have my roommate, Joey, participate and be a co-host. But it's too much of a hassle. Like, it's great to have someone to talk to, but you got to wait on them, and a lot of times they're not on board. They're not as committed to the project as you are, especially when you're doing a daily show, right? But I do kind of miss having that interaction. So I was thinking, why don't I call up a random person, talk about a few news stories, and get their perspective on things, and I'll offer them a prize. You know, I'm going to call someone. We're looking at Esther's today. Yeah, she's most likely over the age of 65. But we're going to talk about a few news stories. Then I'm going to ask her a question, a fact or something that was contained in one of these news stories. And if she gets the question right, I will reward her with a prize. Unfortunately, this show does not have a large budget. So her prize that she could possibly win is going to be a 50% off discount code from AdamandEve.com. Yes! Every senior citizen needs a clit tickler. All right, let's get on Skype here, and I'm going to call Florida. See if we can get Esther on the phone. I heard a pickup. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Esther?
Is this Esther?
Yes, is this Esther that I'm speaking with?
No, you're speaking to her husband.
Oh, may I speak to Esther, please?
Esther's not here.
What is your fucking problem? Why are you being a dick? I just want to know if Esther's there, for Christ's sakes. You don't have to be an ass about it.
Whose ass are you?
Hey!
She's my goddamn wife. She went to pick up my granddaughter. Who the hell do you think you are?
Hey! Listen, don't start with me, Gramps. I'll come over there and kick your lily-white ass.
Come right on over.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do, huh? You're going to whack
me
with your cane?
What are you going to do? Who the hell are you anyhow?
Hi, my name is Tim Henson, and I would like to play a game with you.
Well, I don't want to be playing no damn games. Hang up, don't call, and don't come around me. I don't know what you're even talking about.
I know what we're going to play. We're going to play a game of reach around, and I'm going to
jerk
you up.
You must have the wrong number, buddy.
I want Esther, all right? I didn't even know she was married.
I'm telling you, you might want Esther. Esther's my wife, and you know what? You got the wrong number, buddy.
No, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, old man. Esther is my woman.
Esther's your woman?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You got the wrong number, buddy.
Oh, you're asking for a knuckle sandwich.
My wife is 80-some years old.
That's what I'm into. You might want to do a little bit of research on your woman. She's on some dating sites, and she's looking for guys.
You got to be kidding, boy. You got to be kidding. You're on the wrong thing. You're on the wrong everything. You're calling somebody that you don't even know who you're talking to.
Oh, I know
now,
who I'm talking to.
If you keep on, I'm going to have you. I'll call you. I'll get your number.
Ooh, I'm scared. Ooh, you're going to call me. What are you going to do over the phone, huh? Listen.
Who are you? Just tell me who you are.
I told you my name is Tim. Do you want me to spell it out, or are you hard of hearing? Henson. H-E-N-S-O-M as in Mary.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm about to book a flight over there to kick your ass.
Well, you know what?
What?
Where are you coming to?
I'm going to come to Florida.
You know what, buddy? There's something wrong with you.
You're in what, though, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I think you are.
I don't think so. You know why?
Why?
You're all screwed up, boy. There's something wrong with your brain.
No, you're hopped up on drugs. You're on the goofers, I think.
I'm 82 years old, and I'm on goofers. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right, buddy.
Yeah, your blood medication is interfering with your Viagra, and your head's all cloudy.
You know what? There's something wrong with your brain.
No, there's something wrong with your brain. It's turned to mush in your old age.
Yeah, well, you must your old age. Your old age is, you're too friggin' young to understand anything. Goodbye.
I'm 67 years old. Why can I never make friends on the phone? That didn't go exactly as I planned. It went even better. All right, so there you go. I guess I'm not going to play a news game with some elderly people today. A couple pieces of audio first, and then we'll get into the real news. Not sure what to do about the whole Gail sex tape thing. You know, someone contacted me and said, hey, Tim, I can get you the Gail sex tapes, but the person who has them is charging $100. It's a little side business for the guy. And someone, one of my listeners, a freak, has graciously offered to pay for these videos, but I don't think I've heard back from the guy who actually knows the dude who has... This is like fucking buying drugs. Why is this so complicated? Oh, I know a guy who has some stuff, but I have to go through a third party. Oh, it's a disaster. But I do have a video here of Gail preparing for some sex.
Hi, you guys. You know, I'm still having this cold. I'm sort of without makeup. When I have sex, I don't like having makeup anyway, so...
Yeah, why would you want to look good for your partner?
Brent told me to... I did a tape recording of our Skype opening of the Christmas present, and Brent told me he wanted me to finish that, but I said, Brent, I'm in the mood for some brain-to-brain loving, and now that I have your penis, I prefer to use that.
Okay, wait a second. What the hell is going on? I think maybe... I'm trying to piece this all together here, but whoever is pretending to be Brent Spiner got on Skype with Gail. I'm sure Brent was not on cam, but Gail sure was. And Brent sent her, I'm guessing, a dildo or a vibrator or something.
Oh, goodness, God. I have this horrible cold. Every time I do brain-to-brain loving, I've concluded, Vladimir, here, let me get it. This thing is massive.
Yep, it is a huge... Boy, I'm pretty smart. It is a huge penis.
See that? Oh, let me get it out of here.
Yeah, take it out of the package.
You are huge. This thing is huge, man. This is Vladimir's size right here.
It's massive.
Hey, right here. Let me get this. I'm going to show you. When I had sex with my husband, I used to lay a towel on the bed. Just to clean up any possible mess.
Ew. Gross.
Let me see. I'm going to get this here. I'm going to put this down right there.
This is up on our Reddit if you want to check it out. Distortedview.reddit.com. Gail handling a dildo.
And...
Oh, she has the towel laid on her bed.
Vladimir, you really can't see how big this thing is, but...
Oh, we can.
He's a pretty big guy, and from what I understand, this is not as big as wide as fat as he is, and this doesn't have apparently Brent Spiner goes out to about right there.
Oh, an extra couple inches?
All excited. And then this is a... You guys, every time I look at this thing, I get turned on.
Oh, my God.
I come home from work and I see that thing and it reminds... What turns me on about it is that it reminds me that you guys always want to have sex with me, and I'm a very passionate woman. Anyway.
Oh. See, I always thought Gail was like a good Christian woman. You know, she's worried about the Jesuits, Nukaki bomb over Canada. I didn't think that she was into this, but apparently she's a very sexual person and apparently has a vagina that'll accept a big fat cock.
I woke up this
good for you, Gail.
Morning in the mood. I don't have KY jelly, but I do have this. And this will work as a lubricant, you see?
What the hell is
that? I tried it.
It's the Equate brand. That's like the Walmart brand, right?
It's a yeast killing cream.
Oh God, she's using yeast killing cream to lubricate her pussy.
Tried it last night to put some lubricant. No, I'm going to do that right now. This is yeast killing cream, so this will work for right now. There are two advantages to this. One advantage is that it lubricates this tip, and it gives me some yeast-killing medicine at the same time. I should be doing this after I take one.
She has a yeast infection problem.
Wear off. But I'm going to show you guys.
Oh, she's lubing up the dildo. You have to see this video. Go to distortedview.reddit.com.
Put the KY jelly on my husband before we had sex. I would do it.
Make sure you subscribe.
I actually would position his penis right into place.
Oh, okay.
I'd make it easy for him. He wasn't quite this big. Vladimir, this is a huge penis. My problem is, I thought I could fit this in there. I've been experimenting with it.
You gotta work up to it, honey.
Only problem is, I have swollen vaginal tissues from a yeast infection.
Oh.
And Vladimir's been talking to me.
I want to hear that line over again.
The only problem is, I have swollen vaginal tissues from the yeast infection.
Ta-da!
Vladimir's been talking to me, and he believes that... He believes that he's not going to be able to go all the way in with me until my yeast infection's fixed. Okay.
He ain't going to hit the bottom. Oh my God, she has her panties on. She's lying down.
Oh, I want to see if I can position this so that I can get my face in here.
Oh, please don't.
I don't know if I can do this or not.
It's better if you don't get your face in there.
I don't have a Hollywood movie camera.
Oh.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have to
go. We need to pitch in and get her one of those red cameras, those 4K cameras.
Let's go this way.
Nice wide angle there. High def, super high def. All right, listen. The rest of the video is her just fidgeting around with the camera. Eventually she gets up and you just see the dildo on the bed for, you know, a couple of minutes. But that's pretty much it. Now, I wasn't that excited about playing the Gail porn. I was like, oh, take it or leave it, you know? But after seeing this, I kind of really want to see the Gail porn videos because she's so very talkative. She's talking about her fucking yeast infection. She's slathering yeast infection cream on the dildo. Oh, this is great. It's lubricating the penis, and it's going to protect me from more yeast infections. Oh, Gail, you're fucking crazy. $100, I want to give you money. Whoever my contact is, email me again. We've got to make this happen. Got to see this fucking bitch pleasuring herself with a big fat dildo. All right, and finally, before we get into the news... The name Charles Ramsey is all over the internet. He's the neighbor that helped Amanda Berry escape from the house she was imprisoned in by those three men in Cleveland. I'm sure you've heard about the story. If you haven't really heard about the story, it's probably because all the attention has been on Charles, the crazy black man neighbor. The video of his interview with WKYC or one of the other Cleveland affiliates pretty much went viral yesterday. That's all everyone was talking about. In relation to this case, I kind of felt bad for the girl. She's like, hey, I've been raped for 10 years over here. Had 5 fucking miscarriages. Have a rape baby. I was chained to a wall in this house. I was naked on a fucking leash going to the bathroom in the backyard. Hello? Yes, it's great. We've got this, you know, funny ghetto black guy talking about the case. Being a buffoon. uttering buffoonery. But let's focus the attention on me here, please. It's just kind of funny. But anyway, so yesterday I played the full interview on the sideshow. And if you didn't hear it, I'm sure you heard it somewhere else, right? Or pieces of it. And I said, I'm surprised there are not more remixes. Well, the internet has exploded with a bunch of remixes. This is probably one of my favorite because it incorporates auto-tune. Let's take a listen to this.
Talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away.
Yeah, you don't see that too often. Unless, you know, the white girl is overweight.
Dad gave away. My neighbor got big tits.
Big fucking fat ass. All right, so this was a pretty white girl running into the arms of Charles Ramsey, a black man. You don't see that very often.
When a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms, dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
This is actually a really good song.
So I open the door, we can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, get some more girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him at McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day.
Rape and imprisonment has never been funnier. I mean, isn't that crazy? Everyone on the internet was talking about this guy. Radio stations were playing this interview, and now they're playing these songs. And three girls were held captive for 10 years. They were like fuck toys, and they kept having miscarriages. And these crazy guys kept trying to impregnate them. And I think there was a fourth girl, and one day she just disappeared. And then down in the basement, scrawled on the wall was the words, rest in peace. Like, scare the shit out of the other girls, right? So it was just kind of funny. Like, we were just kind of avoiding talking about the actual case here. Let's listen to the funny black man talk, though. It would be really funny if during 9/11... they were talking to someone on the street, and they just saw some, you know, caricature of a black man. Ooh, lordy! I saw those people jumping from the building. They was dead. They was just tumbling out of that burning building. I said, "Oh Lord Jesus, get out of there! That's on fire! Why are they up in there? They really need to get down. You see that aeroplane? It came flying right into that building. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, run. Give me the strength to get the fuck out of here." Like that, and then we just don't talk about 9/11. We just play that interview over and over. Black people should be on the scene everywhere. Everywhere there's a crime, you should, and most likely will find a black person. But find a funny black person to interview. Ma'am, can you describe the scene here today?
Oh, yes, sir. I was just walking along the street and I see the president in his convertible. Next thing I hear is pow, zip, pow, and his head exploded. I heard his wife was screaming and I looked over at her. She got brains splattered all over that pretty dress of her. I said, oh, God, I'm a black man and the president's dead. I better get the fuck out of here.
And then someone would create a remix.
Pow, zip, pow, his head exploded. Pow, zip, pow, his head exploded. I'm a black man and the president's dead. Pow, zip, pow, his head exploded.
All right. Ma'am, you were there today for the liftoff of the Challenger. Can you describe what went wrong?
Oh, yes, they were counting down to the liftoff of the space plane. And they said a 5 and a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. And a big ball of fire shot out. And that plane lifted up into the sky but exploded and it folded to the ground.
All right, enough. it's a little too racist today. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. You like today's show? Would you like to help ensure that this continues on for a long, long time? Yes! Pledge to support stupidity by signing up for the Sideshow. Become a member. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all sorts of great stuff. You get full access to the complete archive of shows as well. I've been at this since December 2004. It's very inexpensive. $6.99 a month. Super cheap. You can even pay for a yearly membership. Lifetime memberships are available if you don't want to worry about recurring charges. Go there right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And while you're at it, you know, buy some nice Distorted View merchandise at our online store. Just go to distortedview.com, click on store, or visit jagoo.net. Have some digital downloads available, t-shirts, cups, mugs, value pens, lots of inexpensive stuff. So check out the store, sign up for the Sideshow, life is good. Hey, tomorrow we've got an exclusive program, so if you are Sideshow members, you'll be able to hear that podcast. If you're not, you're going to have to wait until Friday. All right, to get the next episode of DV. All right, three quick stories. First up, you know, I was going to read this today to Esther, but Esther wasn't there, and quite frankly, her husband was kind of a dick. Was I wrong going off on him? He just, like, when he picked up the phone, he picks up the phone and he doesn't say anything. I mean, even if you're 100 and goddamn 90 years old, you should know how a telephone works. When you pick up, you say hello. You don't wait for the other person to say hello. Good fucking grief. We just started off on the wrong foot. I really should call him back and apologize, but I'm not sorry. And I hope he's dead. I hope he died of a heart attack. Hope he got all worked up. And his wife came home and he beat the shit out of her because now he's convinced that she's on dating websites. I should have said that we met on blacksingles.com or something. All right. First story we have for you today. This one has been making its way around the internet, and you may have seen this on the local news and stuff. This is one I was going to talk to Esther about. Apparently, if you're a parent, you're supposed to take your baby's pacifier and clean it off by sucking on it. How fucking vile is this? Like, your baby is gross. Everything about a baby is gross. It's drooling. You know, it doesn't chew its food properly. There's probably, like, food fragments in their mouth from God knows how long. It's just weird, right? And so all that disgustingness is on the business end of the pacifier. And you expect me to take that and suck on it and then shove it back in the baby's mouth? You're basically French kissing your toddler, hot. Not really, but kind of. You're literally swapping spit. Researchers say that children whose parents clean their pacifiers by sucking them might be less likely to develop allergic conditions because of how their parents' saliva changes their microbiome. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Microbiomes? Biomes. Whatever. That's a word from a small study of 184 Swedish babies published in this week's issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. The researchers found that 65 babies whose mother or father sucked on their pacifiers to cleanse them were significantly less likely to get eczema and asthma, two conditions caused by allergic reactions, than babies whose parents did not use the cleaning technique. This is really interesting and intriguing, says Elizabeth Matsu of the Johns Hopkins Children's Center, who was not involved with the research. The findings adds credence to a growing body of evidence that suggests that exposure, or the lack of exposure, to microbes early in life can affect a child's health by influencing his or her microbiome. Is that microbiome? Biome. There's recently been an explosion of interest in the microbiome and how it might influence many things, but in particular, someone's propensity to develop an allergic disease. See, once I should call my mom and see if she sucked on my pacifier. I guarantee you she didn't. I'm sure at some point it was like an old wives' tale. Oh, yeah, you want to suck your baby's pacifier clean and, you know, he won't have the shits or something. You know, like an old wives' tale. But my mom wouldn't even breastfeed me. Those teats were dried up by the time I came along. I don't think my mom's around right now. Otherwise, I would call her and ask her. Like, Mom, if you would have known this, Mom, would you have sucked on that, my disgusting pacifier? And I'm sure she would say no. She wouldn't have done that. And I said, well, would you maybe just spit in my mouth as a child? Just a big, long piece of drool coming from my mom's mouth to mine. Oh, well. That's okay. I turned out all right. There's recently been an explosion of internet in the microbiome and how it might influence many things, but in particular, someone's propensity to develop an allergic disease, said Matsui. To investigate the role of pacifier cleaning, Bill Helsmeyer, or Hesselmar, I don't know. What? It doesn't matter. Of the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. Oh, my God. There are so many words that are giving me problems today. And his colleagues analyzed data that they collected for a broader study about babies' allergies. Among the questions the parents had answered was that what they did when their child's pacifier fell out of his or her mouth. We asked them how they clean the pacifier, if they rinse them in water. And, of course, most of them did. But a lot of parents did something else. They put it in their mouth and sucked on it and then gave it back to the children. It's quite common to clean a pacifier that way. That is vile. You really do give up when you have kids. Like, your appearance goes to shit. You don't get any sleep. You just don't care anymore. Like, it's too much work to go to the fucking sink and rinse off the pacifier. You're just going to suck it clean. Oh, that is disgusting. I'm never going to become a parent. This is exactly why. All right, second story we have for you today. A customer of Tractor Supply must have really pissed off the cashier because in the mail, he received a giant 8-inch dildo with the words, Ralph is a dick and Tractor Supply, don't come back, written on it. Where does this come from? Oh, Oklahoma. Oh, I think I have a video from the local news.
And we begin tonight at 10 with a warning.
Our top story contains some...
Wait a second. You're leading the news. Your top story is about a man receiving a dildo in the mail?
And we begin tonight at 10 with a warning.
Our top story contains some graphic language, so fair warning.
Because it involves a man who says someone sent him a sex toy in the mail. Along with
the mail. I love how she pronounces everything.
He believes it was a direct result of an ugly confrontation.
He received a sexual toy in the mail.
At a Shawnee business. News Channel 4's Courtney Francisco is on the night beat with more on the sexually explicit package. Courtney, this guy isn't taking this lightly, is he?
No, he's really
not. Of course, give the pretty girl the dildo story.
Not. This is a package no one would want to open without fair warning first. Mm-hmm. I wish I could bluntly tell you what was inside the box, but FCC standards won't allow it.
You can say dildo on the TV, can't you? God, old media sucks so bad. Dildo, dildo, dildo. Fuck toy. Vagina pounder. Look at all the fun words I can come up with.
The man who received it had strong words.
Snatch smasher.
To say about the entire incident.
Rubber rod of pleasure.
To shock anybody. It's absolutely atrocious.
Ralph Polnicki still can't believe what's inside the package he received 2 months ago.
He actually packaged it up. It's in a box. Sent priority.
Gassed. My wife was just, oh my God. You know, what? Who is this? What do they want?
Inside a rubber replica of a penis with these words written on it.
It says, Ralph is a... And it looks like two exclamation marks from at Tractor Supply. And then on the other side...
I'm more interested to know what happened at the Tractor Supply store. Let me peruse the article. He said a Tractor Supply employee shouted that at him. Oh, don't come back. Okay, so someone at the Tractor Supply place said, don't come back! After the man confronted them about taking too long to order a product. Oh, a typical fucking asshole old person. I've been waiting for 3 days to get my lawnmower, you know, starter. I don't know what the fuck he ordered. I wanted new grass clippers. Well, how am I supposed to take care of my yard if you don't send me what I ordered? Look, it's been 3 days. Just calm down. 4 months later, he actually received the package. Okay, so it did take a long time. The confrontation happened in October. The man, Ralph Polnicki, finally got what he ordered. Tractor Supply acknowledged hearing about the package, but couldn't say anything about it. Just that the situation has been handed over to their headquarters in Tennessee. Polnicki said the delivery would surprise anyone, and other customers agree. It would shock me, but at the same time, it would upset me. I would have whoever done that fired. Polnicki said that's what he wants. Tractor Supply to hold someone accountable for the private parcel. He said he feels Tractor Supply ignored his issue. I've certainly been offended. My wife's been terrified. It was a large dildo. But to be terrified, isn't that just like, that's just like an old person too. Oh dear, what does this mean? It means someone's pissed off at you. And they want you to be embarrassed. But to be terrified? Don't be terrified over a rubber cock, for Christ's sakes. That's a bit of an overreaction. It's not like they mailed a decapitated horse head or something. It's a fucking dildo. You know, with the words you're an asshole on it or something. Okay, final story we have for you today. This is a sad one from Chicago. A suburban teacher and avid Cubs fan has died following a choking accident while at a game on Sunday at Wrigley Field. Maureen Oluskowitz or something was with her brother when she began choking on a hot dog and collapsed. Maybe the hot dog was talking to her and he was trying to escape or something. The 28-year-old teacher at Independence Junior High in Palos Heights was taken to Illinois Masonic Hospital. She was kept alive until Tuesday so doctors could harvest her organs for donation. The incident happened before the game started. She was given CPR at the field and then transported by ambulance. She never recovered from the injuries, though. There's no magic wand to fix what we can't comprehend, said District 128 SUPT? Superintendent? I don't know. Super tooth. Kathleen Gazy wrote in a letter to parents, Maureen had a positive impact on countless... Oh, yeah, superintendent, because she was a teacher. That makes sense. I've kind of lost interest in this story. I just wanted to have you guys visualize a girl choking on a hot dog. I don't know how long this lasted, but if she was deprived of oxygen, she may have started hallucinating.
And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog. I had put the ketchup to where it looked like his hair. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me?
No, there's not a lot of news stories that involve hot dogs, and when there is one, I have to play that clip. So lights out for this woman who choked on a hot dog and died.
Hot dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
A funeral. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails now. Okay, freaks, what's happening?
Hey, boo, regarding fucking distorted view hats, trucker mesh, son, fucking trucker hats, fuck freeloaders, potato chips rule.
All right, he wants distorted view trucker hat. Hey, just because I'm not into it doesn't mean that I won't make them if a lot of people are into trucker hats. I thought the trucker hat phase or fad had passed at this point, but maybe I'm wrong. What do I know about fashion and stuff? I wear hoodies every day. I think hoodies look great. Even if I'm wearing shorts. You know, I got my cargo shorts on. I'll put on a hoodie, a long sleeve hoodie. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but I don't care. I'm a hoodie freak.
Hey, Tim. I just want to say, I spent the last few months working on a little project, going through all of your wonderful little backlogs that you have on the site. So I'm excited to remember now. And, well, something really funny happened. I am an undergraduate in biology, and I'm doing my undergraduate research.
And now you're flunking out. Your GPA has gone down dramatically since listening to DV.
My senior year this year, and I am working with pigs. Not just any pigs, fetal pigs. Yay, fetuses. I know you like that. Essentially, I'm working with those and with their decomposition rate and how they are colonized by maggots.
Oh.
Yeah, this is just, you know, wonderful things for DV, right?
That's awful.
And as all ironies would have it, today, when I'm at my research site, I'm listening to DV because there's nothing fucking else to do other than, you know, pick maggots off corpses. And lo and behold, the Maggot Porn Tuesday starts playing.
Oh.
Of all the fucking times for that one to come on.
Is it too much for you?
I am actually picking maggots off of corpses.
Just scoop some of those maggots and put them down your pants and your dick hole. See what happens.
That
would be totally meta, wouldn't it?
Cunt is pushing maggots into her cunt.
Oh.
And I just wanted to call and let you know that it made my research all the funnier.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck with that research, that maggot research. You're doing very important work.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Harry Eyeballs here.
On the Monday show, you were talking about DECA flagging your video, your morning sickness.
On YouTube.
And, you know, him just being a relentless asshole to you and insulting you.
Look, I'm not whining about it. I'm just stating a fact here. He is a dick.
Even though he says he's a listener and a fan.
Yeah.
And then on the Tuesday show, you read a news story about this Crazian who used to be the girlfriend of this Canadian teacher guy, you know, who is just relentlessly being an asshole and insulting this guy online.
She's the female DECA.
Maybe DECA's just some crazy schizophrenic or something.
Could be.
Well, not schizophrenic, but, you know, some crazy guy.
No, he's crazy.
Maybe a former boyfriend.
No, DECA's not a former boyfriend. I think he's, like, British or something. I don't really remember. I think he's called in a few times. He's been a long-time listener. I think he's been with the show since it started. So I give him a little bit of leeway, but for Christ's sakes, he's just relentlessly awful to me.
True. So I just remember TJ from Chicago. Yesterday on the show, you were talking about recommendations for a new baseball cap that you could buy.
Yeah.
And it's funny you should bring that up, because I was actually going to call in and tell you about this ridiculous baseball cap that I found on the internet like a couple days ago. So I was, this was I think on Sunday, and I was watching the Kentucky Derby of all fucking things. And I noticed that one of the horses, you know how they give all the horses like really stupid names?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
3 miles to Graceland or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
Well, one of the horses.
Daddy's got a drinking problem.
And I cannot believe that this is true, but I confirmed it. One of the horses is named Scat Daddy. Like, no joke, the horse is named Scat Daddy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, they really do have just bizarre names, like Stinkfinger. Stinkfinger coming around the corner, Stinkfinger coming in first. But wait, the race isn't over yet. Scott Taylor has a finger in his dick holes, coming around the bend, gaining some ground. Scott Taylor's finger's in his dick hole, it's just past Stinkfinger. Followed by two girls, one cup, and Alexis K. Tyler's FUPA covering mother. In last place, Alexis K. Tyler's FUPA covering mother has no chance. All right, yeah, like just crazy names.
And there is, if you go on Google and you put in Scat Daddy into the Google search bar, surprisingly, the first few results that you get is not gay porn. Hmm. I know, I was surprised at that, too.
Do you have safe search turned on?
But all this information about this horse, and one of the links, it's like, I think there's like a link on the sidebar, is a link to this hat for this horse that just says, in big, bold letters, Scat Daddy.
Oh, hello? What the fuck? I'm sorry,
so
hold on. You're probably still talking.
For you and for the show. So I would say do a search for that. I think you can buy it.
Sorry, my microphone got my headphones got unplugged.
On this web store for like $20 maybe. So I think that's the hat you should buy.
Oh, okay, so there's a Scat Daddy hat. That 2-minute voicemail message was to tell me there's a Scat Daddy hat based on a horse. Okay.
Hey, Tim. This is Adam from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Hey, you used to have, I was wondering if you still had your dogs. You used to have that goddamn dog that was barking and shit in the background, always bugging you and distracting you.
Yeah, there are still dogs, I mean, you know, I'm gonna fucking, it's like Wild Kingdom over here.
So you're gonna do it Monday, then only do it on Wednesday for the Sideshow Freaks and don't even link to it, I see how it is.
Listen, first of all, I did it on Tuesday, VSP created a great song, and I said I would play it, and I forgot, because I have a shitty memory. And I said, well, I'll play it tomorrow, and tomorrow happened to be Tuesday. And I don't have a lot of time at the beginning of the show. We do Sextastic Tuesday, so I played it during the Sideshow exclusive portion. And I said, after I played it, I'm going to play it for the Freeside Idiots as well. So I'm going to do that on Friday, VSP. I have a plan. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
Anyway, Tim, no, I've got a suggestion for your show, store. You're doing hats, right? Do patches. You're already going to do embroidery, and I'd get like 10 of them and put them on like my underwear or some shit. I got some.
Yeah, I could probably do that. Get the same like a patch in the Distorted View logo. That's a good idea too. Good job, VSP.
Tim, talk me off. Talk me off, Tim. Talk me off. Talk me off, Tim.
What is he saying? Toss it off?
Love you.
I don't know who that is. Let me listen one more time.
Tim, talk me off. Come on, talk me off, Tim. Talk me off.
Toss him off. I don't understand what you're saying. Your accent angers and annoys me. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
I'm 82 years old. I'm on goofers, yeah.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Please don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It's so very important that you do that and you spread the distortion. Tell everyone you know about DB. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back on Thursday. Even more important is you sign up for the Sideshow. And I will see you back on Friday as well to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye!